Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Tarub Fashal, here to deliver to you the midweek tarot forecast. Okay, now let's get it started. I am currently shuffling the cards right now. I hope everyone is having a wonderful evening tonight, and I hope you guys are ready for this reading, okay? Now I'm moving the cards out right now, and let's see what they have to tell us this week. Okay, so the present position is the Nine of Chalices. Now, the Nine of Chalices, this is a card about a reward. This is a card about achieving a goal that you have wanted to achieve for a very long time. And this is a goal that has not come easy. You have had to walk, you know, travel through mountains and, you know, walk in snowstorms, you know, figuratively. You have had to fight for this, but you have finally achieved what you have wanted. You have achieved a goal that you have wanted for a very long time. This is a card about well-being, about satisfaction, okay, about you having basically everything that you have wanted. Your nine chalices, basically. So this is a very important time. You are emotionally gratified. You are feeling great about where you are presently at the moment, okay? So that is the present position. Now, the next card is the immediate influences, and it's the Empress card. Now, the Empress card, this is a card about creativity, okay? So I'm seeing that this endeavor, which you are right now being very successful at, that you have achieved, it has something to do with creativity. This is a card about imagination. Also, this is a card about love. So I'm seeing this as something that you are very passionate about, an endeavor that you are very into, and right now you're at the top of your game, okay? The Empress, this is a card about nature, about being one with nature, with the earth. So I feel like this is something that you are helping other people in this endeavor that you are in, okay? You are a helper to other people, okay, concerning the Empress card. Now, the next card is the Golden Destiny, and it's the Three of Chalices. Now, the Three of Chalices, this is a card about, well, in my deck, in the African deck, because I know in the right away it can mean a different thing, but in my African deck, Three of Chalices, this is a card about abundance. This is a card about having a good time, about remembering the times, about being with friends, also resolving problems and companionship. So to me, this is saying that right now you are in a good place with your friends also. You are emotionally very stable right now with your friendships, okay? All these cards right now are showing that this right now is a good period in your life where everything is going good for you business-wise, creativity-wise, and also with your friends, okay? Now, the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's the King of Swords. Now, in the Distant Past, this card to me is saying that you have had to be very shrewd in the Distant Past. You've had to, you know, be very objective and very careful and cautious. Now, to me, you know, this is very important when it comes to business. And in the Distant Past, you know, regarding the first card, the present position, you know, that mountain that you've had to climb, the difficulty that you've had to endure to be where you're at right now is resonating with the King of Swords, that you have had to, you know, be not so very nice to get to where you are right now, that you've had to be hard, that you've had to be, you know, calculated and very rational. Okay, this is a card about the law. A card about following guides, not letting people take advantage of you and use you or abuse you, or taking shortcuts when it comes to legal matters or paperwork regarding your business, which is something that I'm very much picking up when it comes to this reading. Is a business. This may have to do, maybe with, I don't want to, well, maybe social media or, something that is very involved with people. That's what I'm seeing with this reading. So the King of Swords definitely is somebody who is not playing any games, who is strictly about business, okay? The King of Swords, he takes care of the weaker. He is somebody who's a defender, a protector, and you have to defend and protect yourself, okay? So definitely the King of Swords, he doesn't play any games. So that's the distant past foundation. Now, the recent past foundation is the Nine of Wands, and this is a card about a protective presence. Now, the Nine of Wands, this card means vigilance. It signifies strength and adversity. It signifies having a defense, having a wall of protection, also being very dependable, being there for people, and that kind of correlates to the King of Swords, who is also somebody who is a defender and a protector of the weaker. But the King, the Nine of Wands, in my deck, in the African deck, this is a card about building a foundation, a wall around yourself, building a protection, okay, the start of a protection, because and especially in business, you have to, follow the rules. You can't let your emotions or the chalices, take over, because people, they abuse things like that. When you're nice and you're like, well, no, you don't have to sign this. We don't have to do a copyright. We don't have to go through these, legal matters or whatever. That's how you end up getting screwed over. So the Nine of Wands, this card definitely is saying you have to have a protective presence. You have to stand guard over yourself and over your life and over your business, okay, in order to be successful. Because if you don't have the King of Swords and the Nine of Wands, things might not go very well and you might lose everything that you have, okay? So you have had to be very defensive, and you've learned that in your way, when it comes to the route that you are right now. Back to the first card, the present position, the Nine of Chalices, it hasn't been an easy route. You have had to fight. So you have learned throughout time, how to take care of yourself and how to take care of business, and go by the papers, how everything is supposed to be, okay? Now, the next card in the final result is a great card, and it's the Ace of Pentacles. Now, the Ace of Pentacles, this is a card about well-wishing, about success, about acquiring things of value, about the perfect gain, okay? So this is a card about money, divine money coming from the sky. This is the universe. The gods are blessing you with money. They are blessing you with success. They are blessing you with opportunities. So everything, it just seems wonderful. You are at the top of your game. Like I said, your business is great. You have wonderful creativity. Your creativity is what got you where you are. So whatever business endeavor that you are taking, you are the boss of it. You are the one that's running this. This is an entrepreneurship. Okay, so you are in charge. And this is your baby. This is something that you are nurturing and taking care of. So like I said, you have to be very protective and defensive about your business and what you are doing, okay, so that you're not taken advantage of, because a lot of grassroots people who, are people who start their own businesses, it's very easy to let other people take advantage of you and to trust other people. And, the King of Swords in this reading, you have to stand firm where you're at, okay, and not let people take advantage of you. And that's something that's resonating with this reading. So, this is an amazing reading for whoever is listening out there when it comes to your business endeavors and, your successes. And like I said before, your friendships are it seems like everything is going very well with friends, as far as the Three of Chalices. And build that protection around you. Build that, fortify that fortress. You have to build the foundation to where you will, you know, eventually build your castle. So that's what the Nine of Wands is about. It's about building that foundation. And like I said, the final result, Ace of Pentacles, it's divine money, you know, success, business. So everything just seems like it's wonderful and amazing, you guys. So thank you so much for this, for listening to me. And you guys can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Tarupa Shaw, and I will see you all in the next one. Good night.